Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that once again we're able to come before you, knowing that you desire for us to know your word, to know more about you, to learn your ways. And so today, as we study again this book of Galatians, I pray that you will teach us by your Holy Spirit all the truth that you want us to know. And Lord, then be able to live according to those ways of truth, empowered by your Holy Spirit to do so. And we give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Paul Persecuted the Church, and it's taken from Galatians chapter 1 and verse 13. One of the interesting parts to studying the Bible is to discover the background of people whom God used to write his word. In the case of Paul the Apostle, there's a wonderful story to his conversion to Christianity. As he addresses the problem of false teachers who have infiltrated the churches of Galatia, he gives us some insight into his past. He wrote in chapter 1 and verse 13 of the book of Galatians, "For you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it." Paul first says, "For you have heard of my conversation in time past." The idea behind the word conversation is not simply an exchange of words between two individuals or groups, but rather his manner of life or living, his conduct, his behavior, or deportment. It was the way Paul lived. Most people who have read some portion of the Bible know of Paul's conversion on the road to Damascus as recorded in the book of Acts in chapter 9. However, it is interesting to study Paul's past life according to his personal testimony. Paul knew the church members in Galatia had heard of his background, so he begins his discourse with what they know. Paul adds, "in the Jews' religion." Paul knew the Jewish religion because his origins were there. He told the Philippian church in chapter 3 and verses 4 and 5 of the book of Philippians that he was circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Paul knew the ins and outs of the Jewish faith, and those who were bringing their doctrine to the Galatians had no better training than he. Paul then turns his attention toward his behavior against the church of God. He wrote, "How that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it." Paul knew his past, and no one had exceeded his efforts to stop the church of Jesus Christ. His word against the church was beyond measure, or exceedingly strong, determined, and resolute. We read in Acts chapter 9 and verse 1 and 2, "And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem." Paul, who was then known by his Hebrew name Saul, was determined to stop the church of Jesus Christ, and he had no problem persecuting anyone who belonged to the church. Paul adds that he wasted it, which means that he desired to overthrow or destroy it. He was adamantly opposed to the church because he believed himself to be doing the work of God to get rid of it. Obviously, Paul was wrong. And still, he has no problem allowing transparency to be in his life as he instructs the members of the churches in Galatia. We might wonder why he would show such vulnerability. We shall have to wait until our next verse to discover it. So, next time we shall see more of Paul's background in the Jewish religion. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.